Digital Music. Digital Music Trends, episode 95, 14th of February, 2011. Hello everyone and welcome to Digital Music Trends. This week on the show, an interview with Raoul Pouvoir. He is the founder of the company AppSmart, which is a UK company behind the iPad app MPMe. MPMe is a really interesting take on radio streaming and aggregation of radio streams, and in particular, it has a focus on discovery, so it allows you to find the best radio station for you. Okay, I'm really happy to welcome to the show today Raoul Pouvoir. He's the founder and CEO of the company AppSmart. And we're here today to talk about the app MPMe. That was a real success as they presented at Medium just last week. So it's great to have you on the show and thanks for coming on. How's it going today?
Great. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, it's been really exciting since Medium, obviously, because we've gotten a decent amount of coverage and people are really excited about the application. And I think it resonates really well with what people are looking to experience from a music service. So certainly exciting times ahead of us.
So let's start with your background a little bit, just because you have an interesting background in terms of music as well. Where did you start out? And then we can start talking about how the idea for the company came about.
Sure. Yes, actually, I've been involved in mobile and music for almost a depressingly long time. I was part of the founding team at Shazam, which, of course, most people know as the music recognition service. So back in about 2000 was when I first sort of started looking at the space. And obviously, Shazam has been a huge success in the mobile app space ever since the launch of the iPhone. Yeah. And after that, I sort of branched out to start my own mobile incubator in AppSmart. So we set up shop in about 2009. We built a team of mobile specialists, and we were basically ideating a bunch of concepts across different verticals, and surprisingly, we ended up doing something in music again. So that was the formation of MPMe. And MPMe is it's an interesting music streaming service in a world full of music streaming services. What we're doing is something a little bit different. We're basically taking the broadcast radio streams that are available on the internet publicly and adding a layer of discovery and recommendation on top of it. So at the core of it, it's curated radio. So at the core of it, what we do is we basically listen to all the radio streams we can get hands on in real time and match that up with what we know about you as a user. So whether that happens to be the songs that I listen to in my iTunes library, the likes I have on Facebook, or the sort of favorites or thumbs ups that I actually produce in the application itself. And so we use that to create a real-time recommendation of what you should be listening to. Most of our innovation is in the design, which people seem to really like, and it's fairly novel and interesting. It's designed from the ground up for tablet devices. Yeah. And in the technology, because our entire core system is completely real-time. So while you're looking at, listening to a particular station, you can sort of just scroll over and see what's happening in real-time across all the other stations we've recommended for you at that point.
Yeah, and it's a very powerful platform because, I remember from your presentation, you showed the way in which people navigate online radio at the moment. And with an app, for example, like I have on my iPad called Wonder Radio, and there's several of these that aggregate radio channels of all sorts. It can be news, it can be music. You can choose channels by genre usually, but it's incredibly hard to find a radio station that's playing the music you like when you want it, and also to discover radio stations that are sort of in line with your tastes. So this is an awesome way to get into it because you can actually look at artists you like, and then that connects you to radio stations that are likely to play those artists or that have played those artists in the past.
Correct. I mean, that was basically the premise around it because personally, you know, I'm a big music enthusiast, as you can imagine. You have to be in this business. But what was quite interesting for me was looking at my music consumption habits. You know, of course, I have all the usuals. I have my Last.fm account. I used to have a Pandora account when it was available in the UK. I have my Spotify account. But for the most part, when it comes to laid-back music listening, I tend to just sort of tune into the radio stations I know and love. My favorite radio station is actually this very, very small electronic music outfit out of San Francisco. But it took me years to discover them. Whereas right now, the first time I fired up MPMe, it threw it straight back at me as my first recommendation, and this is without me telling it anything else about me apart from the music I actually listen to. So there's an enormous amount of content out there. It's curated by professionals. There's a lot of passion that goes into it, and it's a really well engineered music discovery experience. However, as it currently stands, actually navigating the way, as you describe, through these lists and genre-based navigations is a lot of work. So I think most people end up just listening to the stations that they know. So I know, you know, let's say Six Music over here, or maybe Absolute Radio, and that's kind of what I would listen to, because it's too much effort for me to try and discover other stations that would be playing the kind of music I like.
Yeah.
By leading with the content first, I think we've actually looked at creating an experience that is a little bit different to anything else that's out there.
And from a technical standpoint, in terms of you're talking about real-time monitoring of what the radios are doing, because I'm not really very familiar with the world of streaming radio and how it all works, but are the metadata sets in terms of the tracks that are being played and the artists provided by the radio themselves, or have you developed a technology by which you monitor what they're playing and you manage to somehow Shazam it and find out what the tracks are that they're playing at any given time?
Yeah, we actually monitor the content of the streams itself. There's no sort of special integration with any radio stations.
Oh, okay. So it's really cool. So it's a very very advanced, powerful system, because you have to monitor hundreds of stations at the same time. It's not an easy task, for sure.
Correct. But we're comfortable building things on scale.
Yeah, that's really awesome, because it's a huge advantage for you guys on anybody else that's working in this field, for sure.
Yeah, certainly. We've obviously got quite a lot of experience actually doing these sorts of real time infrastructures. So we obviously play to our strengths.
Yeah, of course. And in terms of a social media integration on the app, I can see there's a Facebook integration built in, so that you can aggregate, of course, and the app can learn what you have shared on your Facebook account so far. Have you got any other integrations in the pipeline? For example, Last.fm one would be an obvious one.
Yeah, sure. I mean, obviously, we want to make sure that we've got a full range of integrations across the various relevant digital music products and platforms that are out there. Facebook is quite a big one for us, because we're looking at creating some shared broadcast experiences that we're planning on launching in the next before this half of the year is out, which would be quite interesting, because the nice thing about broadcast is you can actually have a shared experience, and we think that would be really powerful when combined with the social graph. So our next version is going to have a much, much deeper social media integration.
Yeah, sure. And in terms of more personal radios, you know, there's a lot of people doing their own little radio station. There's channels like Spreaker, for example, that are opening up opportunities for people to create their own radio station. Are you looking at mostly commercial radios for now, or are you starting to look at how you can integrate more personal experiences, or, you know, more very, very independent experiences into the application as well?
Sure. For now, we focused on the commercial licensed broadcasters, because they're actually they are what I imagine most users are currently familiar with, and they form the bulk of the radio listening habits for our end users. We are, of course, in early discussions with things like live and live streaming broadcasts, and the sort of new generation of personal broadcasters, to figure out how we can provide a meaningful experience for their users.
Yeah, definitely. And what has the feedback been from the radios themselves? Have you talked to them about what you're doing, and how are they seeing your application in terms of their user base?
Sure. Yeah, we've because of a sort of fairly long heritage in the music industry, we've had the advantage of being able to have very high level conversations with some really interesting people.
Yeah.
We are, however, a fairly small team, so we're working with the people who are closest to us.
Yeah.
And in London, for example, where we're based, we're working with some very senior people at one of the largest broadcasters in the UK to position our product and add value to their customers and their business in a meaningful way. So on the B2B side of things, we're actually looking at a suite of products that help maximize the revenue for a radio station,
yep,
help drive registered users, and help sort of create targeted advertising in a meaningful way for them. So we're addressing a product differently for our end users versus our content partners. in this case, the radio stations.
Oh, okay, that's great. That's great. And in terms of platform compatibility, the app on the iPad is awesome and really slick. But considering the amount of technology that you deploy in the company, and it's something that really nobody else is doing at this time, are you thinking of crossing over to a browser experience or to a mobile, like a mobile phone experience?
Yeah, sure. It's once again, we're sort of relatively small team, so we had to focus on the platform that was most meaningful for us. The Volume product, which is the iOS mobile application, should be out relatively soon. We're expecting that somewhere in quarter two. But we're also looking at an Android device. Our pure web HTML5/proposition will probably be a little while coming. And we're still not decided about exactly how we will be positioning that.
Yeah, I mean, it's an awesome idea, and I would recommend anybody to go and check out MPMe on the App Store or for iPad and play with it. It's a free application, so really go for it, and I think you're going to find some amazing recommendations on there.
Great, thank you very much.
Well, that's all for this week. I really hope you enjoyed the show. If you'd like to find more episodes of Digital Music Trends, visit www.digitalmusictrends.com. You can also find most of the episodes on SoundCloud at soundcloud.com/digitalmusictrends. And if you'd like to follow me on Twitter, the handle is DGMusicTrends. I hope you have a great week, and till next time. Digital Music Trends. Digital Music Trends.